WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Happy Monday to you. Welcome into a new week and a new day here on the program. And welcome into the day before tax day. So if you haven't gotten your taxes done, got to get them done today or tomorrow. You have until, what, midnight tomorrow? So, like, not midnight tonight. You can do them tomorrow, but they have to be done by midnight. Postmarked by midnight. Or time-stamped if you do them online by midnight. So I'm sure a lot of you out there, you know, were way ahead of the game and got them done as soon as you got your W-2s and whatnot. And some of you might be waiting till the last minute. Honestly, I forgot it was tax day until I just said that, looking at the calendar and seeing that it was April 14th. So I'll probably do them tonight. Later on today, shouldn't take me long. Back in the day when I had 100 different jobs and I was all over the place, it was a lot different. But now, so much simpler. So we've got a lot that we can discuss this morning. Coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, we're going to be joined by Manny, the Money Man Resendiz, for the return of Money Mondays. We're going to talk about your retirement. We're going to talk about how everything that's going on with the tariffs and the stock market and all of that, how that's going to affect your retirement and your investments overall. And then in the 8 o'clock hour, we'll be joined by New Bedford City Council President Shane Burgo to talk about everything going on in the city over the last week. And, of course, about the program. We can talk with you at 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails, both available on the WBSM app. Of course, there's a lot that went on over the weekend. We can discuss all of that. But the good news about today is sunny and 60. After all the rain we had over the weekend and wet, damp weather, I didn't leave the house yesterday at all because I heard the rain coming down and said, yeah, I don't need it. Whatever I need to do, I can wait till tomorrow. But Saturday I did head out. It wasn't too bad. It was kind of, you know, off and on how it felt, but definitely was the better of the 2 days. I left the house to go out for record store day. Now, I wasn't particularly looking for anything for record store day. YouTube put out they put out something every year for a record store day, and this year it was the Passenger soundtrack, which was a project they did with Brian Eno back in the 90s. It's pretty much all instrumental. And I had it on CD, and I would listen to it now and then, but I wasn't a huge fan of it, and I get that it's collectible because it's a record store day release, but it's $40. It's going to be on the shelf. I don't need to rush to go down and buy it. Can think about it a little bit more if I want to have it for my collection. At one point, I was like, I've got to get every U2 album. And I'm like, nah, some of them are $40. It's not really worth it. Unless, you know, they remaster it or something, which I did grab a couple of vintage Cars albums, though. I got the self-titled debut and Shake It Up, both original pressing. So that was a good, and they were cheap. So that was a good find. But I also got to meet Ricky Rackman over at Purchase Street Records for a few seconds. I didn't want to bother him. He was shopping. Just said hello and took a quick photo and thanked him for coming to New Bedford. One of the other things that went on over the course of the weekend here locally, well, one of the stories that broke, and I'll have more on this a little bit later today, but one of the most haunted locations in all of Massachusetts and all of New England went on the market. So we'll have a story about that. I'm just waiting to hear back from the realtor and the owners of the house on a few things. I gave them until today. The owners are actually friends of mine, but they're not very responsive to messages. They've got kids that play sports, and they're all over the place on the weekends, so hopefully I hear back from them today or tomorrow. But we'll have more on that. But it's the S.K. Pierce Mansion out in Gardner, which I've had the chance to go out and investigate many times, written a few articles about, talk about in my library lectures. $1.2 million for a completely refurbished Victorian mansion is not a bad price. The problem is it's in Gardner, Massachusetts. It's in the middle of nowhere. Don't tell that to people that live in Gardner, but to anybody else, they're like, why would I go? What else is around Gardner? Like, it really is the middle of nowhere. And then something else that came up on Friday afternoon. So when I got off the air on Friday, I was at my desk listening to South Coast Now with Chris McCarthy and working on everything that I do when I'm out of the studio, which is a lot. And I got a press release sent to me from the PR firm that handles King Richard's Fair. And it basically was saying, you know, what we already knew, that the fair was going to open up on the Edaville grounds. This was like the affair. So before they had confirmed it, because I reached out to them and said, hey, is this true? And so they confirmed it and said, yes, it is true to me and to other media outlets. But then I guess on Friday they put out their formal announcement, their formal press release, although I don't know who was left in the press not to report on this because everybody had kind of picked up the story. But they announced that the fair will officially be moving to the Edaville property and called it what will be a transformation. And this is what the release had to say. The revered grounds it will now inhabit are sure to be friendlier to those guests with accessibility needs and will boast new landscapes like crimson cranberry bogs and a mirrored pond. The fair's longtime mission of fun and fantasy for all will continue as guests will escape their reality in a land of make-believe. And they said it will feature an elite artisan marketplace combined with 8 stages of live world-class entertainment, a tournament field with jousting knights, and food fit for a king. But what happens to the Dickens Village that Edaville built a few years ago for vendors that it could never quite fill? Will that remain part of the fair? Will that be remade to look like something from the Renaissance era? And will people be happier about a Renaissance fair that has paved ground underneath it? I think part of what people loved about King Richard's Fair was the authenticity of being in the woods. Also, I'm sure they'll use the Dinoland space, and they've been removing the dinosaurs from Dinoland, so that'll open up that whole wooded area. But how much are people going to enjoy walking around in these Renaissance costumes when there isn't the tree cover that King Richard's Fair offered? Because much of the property won't be covered by trees. So you won't get that natural shade that you had at the original site. Instead, you're going to be standing out there on hot asphalt under the late summer sun, because it's going to open August 30th, so it's still going to be warm, while you're dressed in layers of Renaissance garb. So I think that's going to be a concern for some people. I think you might see less folks dressing up or staying dressed up if they arrive. They might be trying to get out of those costumes. But it will give them more. It will make things easier for them in terms of operations. There are questions about how it will make things easier in terms of parking, because the Edaville lot is smaller than the King Richard's Fair lot. And we already know they had problems with parking spaces in the last couple of years. They were using Edaville as a satellite lot. And then the traffic issue. Because King Richard's Fair was kind of off the main road, so it'll save some traffic in that area, but it's going to make things worse in a residential area. So that's going to take some finessing as well. So I've reached out to King Richard's Fair and asked to have the executive producer join us, Amy Shapiro Sedley. And we can kind of talk about some of these concerns that people have and what people can expect. But meanwhile, at the same time, I had another story that I posted on Friday evening where they've already begun dismantling the Edaville property. So we know that the rides are coming down. We know the rides are going to be auctioned off on May 15th, I believe. So just about a month away. I'm going to try to make it out there for that. Not that I'm going to bid on any rides, but, you know, to cover it. And then we also have all of the train apparatus, railroad apparatus that's been around the park for forever. Some of it never left the site, even when the site was closed for a number of years back in the 90s. And one of the things that Maine Locomotive and Machine Works, which is the company owned by Brian Fanslau, who is one of the was one of the operating partners of Edaville, but is no longer. He wanted to get all that equipment back up and running. And so what they were doing recently, last week, was they were removing that equipment and bringing it to the Grafton and Upton Railroad, which is also owned by John Deli Priscoli, who I guess we'll call the former owner of Edaville, although it has not been confirmed that the company that owns King Richard's Fair also bought Edaville. But that's what's been reported. That's what we were told, but they haven't officially said anything about that. So if John is the former owner, he's the former owner. If he's the current owner, I apologize, but he was moving that apparatus to his other railroad. So at least it's not being scrapped. And those apparatus, it's not like they were original Edaville equipment anyway. They were things that were brought to the site to enhance the, when the park was a train park, when it was based around, when it was Edaville Railroad and based around railroad themes. So still a lot of uncertainty, but we'll keep you apprised of all of the information as we get it. Because I know it's a favorite of a lot of people here locally, both King Richard's Fair and Edaville. And this is actually pretty big news beyond just our backyard as well. As you can tell by the coverage that the story got when it turned out that we first found out Edaville was moving. 508-996-0500. I've got to take a break here and pull the shade down because the sun's in my face. Think I would figure out ahead of time to do that first. But anyway, we'll be back in a few moments. And we are back in, and it's time now to go into the newsroom and get all the top stories of the day from Mike Roberts.
A new record for flu and measles deaths. A surprise visit from Pope Francis over the weekend. And a new job for Tom Brady.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
A new study shows Parkinson's disease may soon be more concerning than Alzheimer's. Cases of Parkinson's disease are estimated to rise by 30% by 2050 in North America and will double globally. Symptoms of Parkinson's disease affect mostly movement, but can also range from mental health effects and pain and tiredness. There's currently no cure for Parkinson's disease, and scientists are working to determine what triggers the devastating illness. A student in Fort Bend, Texas, is saying none of the above after being accepted to all 8 Ivy League schools. Ten Pham, a senior at George Bush High School, been given a welcome mat at Brown, Columbia, Cornell, Dartmouth, Harvard, Princeton, UPenn, and Yale. Pham received a total of nearly $3 million in scholarship offers. His decision? Pham says he's decided to go with the Massachusetts Institute of Technology at MIT. Pope Francis made a surprise appearance in St. Peter's Square on Palm Sunday. The Pope wished a happy Holy Week to the crowd of more than 20,000 following the conclusion of Sunday's Mass. According to the Vatican News, Francis greeted the faithful from his wheelchair and stopped occasionally to talk to people. The 88-year-old was not wearing his nasal tubes for supplemental oxygen as he recovers from his recent life-threatening battle with double pneumonia. North Carolina is reporting a recent number of flu deaths.
This week, the Department of Health and Human Services announced there have been over 500 flu-related deaths for the 2024-25 season. It's the highest statewide total since reporting began in 2009. Flu-related deaths in the state were nearly on par with the number of deaths caused by COVID-19. Officials also said cuts to federal grants have resulted in a $100 million loss for the health department. I'm Jim Forbes.
The U.S. has its highest number of measles cases since 2019.
On Friday, the CDC announced there are now 712 confirmed cases of measles across 24 states. Officials are warning that the number is likely an undercount due to delays in reporting. Currently, 11% of this year's measles patients have needed to be hospitalized, and the majority of those were children. Roughly 90% of the confirmed cases have been in unvaccinated people. I'm Lisa Carton.
Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick says the exemption of electronic devices from recently announced tariffs is not permanent.
In an interview with ABC's This Week, Lutnick said while phones, computers, and chips are exempt from these tariffs, they won't be exempt from semiconductor tariffs that are coming soon.
So this is not like a permanent sort of exemption. He's just clarifying that these are not available to be negotiated away by countries.
Lutnick went on to say these types of products are vital to U.S. national security. It's therefore a security risk for them not to be manufactured domestically. He confirmed that tariffs on pharmaceuticals will also be announced separately. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
A man is in custody and will face attempted murder and arson charges following an early morning fire at the Pennsylvania governor's mansion.
Governor Josh Shapiro says the violence needs to stop.
This kind of violence is becoming far too common in our society. And I don't give a damn if it's coming from one particular side or the other.
According to the Pennsylvania State Police, firefighters responded to the Harrisburg residence of Shapiro at about 2 a.m. Shapiro says his family was home at the time but were able to escape unharmed. He went on to say the attack was targeted, but a specific motive was not known. Pennsylvania State Police said while it's an ongoing investigation, they do believe it was an act of arson. I'm Mark Mayfield.
WBSM Sports.
It was the Red Sox over the White Sox 3-1 yesterday. Boston takes on the Tampa Bay Rays tonight at 7:05. Celtics beat the Charlotte Hornets 93-86. And it was the Bruins over the Penguins 4-1 yesterday. The Bees take on the New Jersey Devils tomorrow at 7. Tom Brady opening his own trading card store. Card Vault by Tom Brady opened on Friday night at New Jersey's American Dream Mall. Brady was joined by hundreds of fans while cutting the grand opening ribbon. This is now the fourth Card Vault location. The others are located in the Boston area.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
tons of sunshine. We are going to find temperatures this afternoon that will top out in the mid to upper 50s. As we go to Tuesday, we're going to see mostly cloudy skies with a 50% chance of rain. We're looking for highs that should top out in the lower 50s. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Kelly Bates on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station and get breaking news alerts and all of our content with the WBSM app.
Welcome back in. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Just spilled a little coffee. Give me 1 second. Just wiping it up so I don't make a mess. Did one of those things where I tried to take a quick sip and was a little shaky. So I spilled it everywhere. But at least I'm fully caffeinated and ready to go for the morning. And you should be as well, because as you crawl out of bed this morning, you're going to find bright sunshine. And we've got that David Lynch weather forecast today. Not like something out of a David Lynch movie or Twin Peaks, but rather something like when he used to give his weather reports on YouTube every day. We'll have beautiful blue skies and golden sunshine all along the way. That's what we're going to have today. With 60 degree temperatures. Right now, we're only at about 36, but that's all right. It's going to jump up. So be prepared for that as you're heading out the door today. Also, be prepared if you have any questions about what's been going on with the tariffs, what's been going on with the stock market and with your retirement. Because we're going to have Manny the Money Man Resendiz here with us at 7 o'clock for Money Monday. We're going to talk about how to protect yourself from a recession or market crash and the kind of questions you should be asking your advisor at this time. So we'll talk about that and more with Manny coming up. And then in the 8 o'clock hour, we will have New Bedford City Council President Shane Burgo to talk about everything going on in the city the last week and what's coming up this week. Of course, at 8 o'clock, we'll also have your first Money Talks cash code of the day. We've got another full week for you of cash codes, 10 codes every day, 10 chances to win $1,000. We've got, of course, the easiest way to do it is by downloading your app, downloading the WBSM app, having that on your phone so that when you hear the code, you can just go right ahead and enter it in. You can also do the same thing on the website as well, if that's easier for you. But the key is when you hear it, it's only three numbers. Should be easy enough to remember. So no matter where you go, you'll be able to enter it in pretty easily. But also, Don't try to enter it in while you're driving. You've got a few minutes. You've got a few minutes to be able to enter it in before they draw the winner. So you don't have to rush right through it. And of course, thanks to Long Moving and Storage for making this happen. They're the sponsors of Win Cash on WBSM. just looking over a few notes there about WinCash, see if there's anything I need about Money Talks, see if there's anything I need to let you know. And also, we are still giving away tickets to see Melissa Etheridge and Joss Stone at MGM Music Hall at Fenway. That's coming up later on this month, and we've got tickets to give away for the standing room only section. So you can enter to win those online at WBSM.com or on the app. But just keep that in mind, that if you do win, they're standing room only. They can't change the ticket. They can't accommodate you if you need a seat. It is standing room only. And then on Friday, for our Fun Friday this week coming up, as part of that, we're going to have people come down to my window. Come to my window to try to win Melissa Etheridge tickets. Get it? Because that was one of her big hit songs. So you just come down here and show your fandom, you know, sing a song or hold up a sign or whatever. And everybody that comes down here will get your name and we'll enter it in. And then we'll draw another winner on Friday just from the people that show up at my window. Now, we're only going to do that from 7 to 9. Don't come down at 6 o'clock in the morning. I am not in the mood to deal with anybody. I don't even talk to Fun 107 when I come in that early. So you want to, you know, show up around 7 o'clock. For a couple of reasons. One, I want to make sure that I can get out there and get your name and get you entered. And there's just too much stuff going on in the first hour for me to be able to do that. It may still be dark, depending on, you know, what the weather is like that day. So wouldn't even be able to see anyway. And plus 6 o'clock is just too early to deal with somebody if they're coming down and singing or, you know, holding up signs or whatever. So, and, you know, and maybe nobody shows up at all. I honestly don't think anybody's going to show up at all for this because people are going to say, get up and go down to the station. I can just enter my name in online. But if you don't end up winning by Thursday, well, then maybe this is your last chance to get a pair of those tickets. And thanks to Stevie's Wine and Spirits for sponsoring Tim's Tickets and going along with all the silly ideas we come up with. This was actually Mike Roberts' idea, so we'll give him credit for that. And then something else I want to make you aware of. I'm in the preliminary discussion stages of making something happen here that we've talked about for a long time, but we have yet to actually execute. We've talked along. Somebody said to me, oh, I don't even remember when it was, but it was years ago, probably when I was on 9 a.m. Someone said to me, Tim, you should bring back the radio swap meet. And I said, well, what was that? And they said, you used to have people bring stuff down and they would just come down with whatever stuff they were looking to get rid of and trade it with people on the air. It's like, kind of like that idea. That sounds fun, but it could go off the rails pretty quickly, which makes it sound even more fun. So I think what I'm going to do, and we're just waiting to get final permissions, you know, got to clear it with the landlord to make sure we can have people come down to the parking lot. But my plan is on Memorial Day, since nobody will be around anyway, the parking lot will be empty. On Memorial Day, I'm going to broadcast from outside. I'm going to set up a table outside with everything that I need to broadcast. And we're going to have people come to the parking lot with the items they're looking to swap. And you can bring them over to me and we'll talk about them on the air and we'll see who shows up. You know, we'll do it from like, I don't know, like 7 to 10 maybe. Because it's a day off for me. I don't want to come in super early. But, and we can, you know, everybody else is off, so we can make our own schedule for it. Maybe we do 8 to 11. Maybe we do 7 to 11. Maybe we just keep going, depending on how many people show up. But what we'll do is we'll have the microphone set up so you can come on over and you can tell everybody about your item, and we'll see who wants to swap. Now, there's just going to be a couple of rules. You're not going to be able to just bring down things and leave them here. You got to stay with your item. And you've got to take your, if nobody wants your item at the end, you've got to take it with you. You can't leave anything behind in the parking lot. And also, no cash sales. No cash sales. You want to trade something? Trade it all day long. But no cash sales. You can't come down and sell things. Because then that would require us getting all kinds of permits and things like that. And people filing tax forms and everything. Because we're a business entity. We're not, it's not like if we were just having a yard sale. If we were just, you know, normal residents having a yard sale. We're a business. And if we facilitate that happening, it creates a whole paperwork trail that I don't feel like doing. So don't bring something down that you're looking for cash for. Now, if you decide that you want to work something out later on offsite, that's up to you. But just no cash sales can happen here in the parking lot as part of this. Besides, that takes away the fun. The fun is swapping something for something else. So we'll do that on Memorial Day as long as everything goes okay. I mean, I've already gotten the preliminary approvals here at the station. They just wanted to clear things with the landlord, but don't think it'll be a problem. That's why I picked Memorial Day, so it wouldn't interfere with people parking for the businesses. We'll be gone by the time 99 opens up for the day. And I'll just interview anybody that shows up with weird stuff. Talk to them about their items. And again, might be that nobody shows up at all, but I got a feeling people are going to show up for this. Even if they're not coming down with items to swap, we're going to get a lot of people that just want to come down and see what kind of things people bring. But we'll also post it up on social media as well. So if you're listening from home or you got to work that day and you're in the office, whatever, you'll be able to see it all on our social media. But it's going to be nuts. It's going to be, it could go off the rails very quickly, and I'm looking forward to that. So radio swap meet on Memorial Day. And if it works out, maybe we'll do it again. And any businesses out there that are related to things like, you know, clean outs or junk removal, things like that, you want to advertise, reach out to me, tim@wbsm.com. We'll have some special advertising during this event as well. It's mildly disconcerting what might happen. Who knows what kind of items people are going to show up with. We're going to see some weird stuff, I bet. That's the fun of it. 508-996-0500. We'll be back in a few moments. And let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Hello.
How you doing?
Very good. I heard you calling. I was making my morning coffee, and I heard you talking about swap meat. Now, I'll tell you, when I say I've been listening to BSM for years, my kids were small. I remember a show on BSM, but we didn't call it Swap Meat. It was called Swap Shop.
Mm-hmm.
And the people could call in, and we didn't have to go there and bring anything. What they would do is they would call in, give their phone number, and say, well, I have a fishing pole. I'd like to swap it. And what I'm looking for, and they would tell you what they're looking for. Like, he would want, I don't know, maybe he would have a fishing pole to give away, and he might be looking for a new tire for his car or something like that. Whatever they could, you know, they would give up a couple of names of items they would look, they're looking for. And then the guy, the moderator, would give out their phone number. And the calls would go that way. We also had a show. Oh, and it'd be wonderful if they brought this one back. I don't remember what they called it, but people would call the line. And it was hard to get in when they had this show. They'd call in if they thought they had any kind of a talent. We had people calling in, singing. One guy had a harmonica. One guy had a piano and a guitar, and they would play it and sing. They'd get about a minute or two to do all that because the lines were lit up all the time. I don't know who that moderator was. Would you know who it was?
I don't, but it sounds like something we could probably do sometime.
Oh, I don't know what the name of that show was, but you could call in if you could sing. All right, and one guy did nothing but whistle. He had a song that he liked. He whistled all the way through the song. And I'll tell you, who would think you're going to listen to a whistle? The song was very good. I don't remember what it was, but he could whistle very high, and he could whistle very low.
My grandmother was a whistler like that, yeah. She used to perform in bars.
Well, your grandmother performed in bars?
Yep, she used to whistle and yodel in bars when she was younger.
Oh, I would love to hear somebody call in and yodel. That I love that. I really do.
So
I watch videos of people yodeling.
I can tell you that the idea for doing it, you know, by people calling in is something we're looking into for the future. But I wanted to do the first one in person because I wanted to get some good content out of it. I wanted to get some good photos and things like that so that we have a way to promote it in the future. But yeah, you know, especially with, not being dependent on the weather and not having to be outside, it would be easier to do it inside.
Yeah.
But what I'll do is I'm trying to come up with a way to do it where people don't have to give out their phone number anymore, where we can do it, like through the technology that we have.
Yeah, well, that'd be nice.
Because people are just a little hesitant to give away their numbers now, you know?
So am I to think now that there was a show called Swap Meet? Because all I knew was Swap Shop.
I don't know. I'm just calling it Swap Meet, so I have no idea.
I'm sure there's a lot of listeners to that station that remember it like I do. We used to wait for it all the time, and those lines were lit up all the time. It was very hard to get through, even for the ones with the talent of singing or playing an organ or whatever. We would never miss those shows. We'll get the lines lit up for that. I hope I hear it soon.
Well, it's going to happen on Memorial Day. We'll see what happens.
All right. Have a good day.
You as well. And it should happen. If it doesn't work out where we can do it in the parking lot, then, we'll do it a different way. But I do want to be able to do that where people don't have to come down, but I want to see the items. I want to take pictures. You know, I want to have that social media aspect of this too. Because it just makes it more of a viable thing for me to say to the bosses, look, we're getting all this content out of it. It's not just something we're doing on the radio. So it kind of helps me sell it to the higher ups, you know? I got to take my final break of this hour. We'll be right back. All right, we're going to be going into the news. When we come back on the other side, Manny the Money Man Resendiz is going to be here with us. We're going to have the return of Money Monday, and we're going to try to talk you down a little bit about everything that's been going on with the stock market and your retirement. We want to make sure that you know the right questions to ask your advisor and that you know exactly what to expect.